This show is presented by ERN. Now, here's your host. Auto News, exclusive interviews, real-world test drives. It's your turn to step into the driver's seat. This is The Drive. Now, here's automotive expert, television and radio host, Alan Taylor.
Hey, everybody. Happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day. Hope you enjoy it as much as I do. I really do. BJ Colleen is on the line. CarBuzzard.com. CarBuzzard.com. Silly name, serious side about cars. It is a car show. Welcome aboard. Happy Independence Day, BJ.
Same to you, Alan, but I saw how you were celebrating your independence on Facebook.
You mean flying on Spirit Airlines where I wanted to kill myself?
No. Oh. somebody was doing donuts in a Mustang.
Oh, no. Listen, check this out. So my son, one day we came to the office here and there was the empty parking lot on a Saturday morning. And my son goes, Dad, do a burnout. And then that was my Mustang. Because remember, I sold that car 3 years ago.
I didn't know if that was a press car. I'm like, what
no,
are you doing with
No. So I had my Shelby GT500 Super Snake, which I miss so bad. I can't even tell you that is probably a car that I will search out and find and buy some other time in my life. But anyway, he goes, do a burnout, Dad. I'll do a video of you. And, you know, of course, I'm like, okay, somebody dared me to do a burnout. So there's like a little island in the middle of this parking lot here. And so I kind of drifted around and around and around, and then I did some donuts, and I'm like, I'm cool. Anyway.
It was impressive. There's no doubt about it.
Well, you know, when you got, what is it? That car had 640 horsepower, convertible Mustang, and who doesn't love the smell of burning rubber from the tires of a car? I do.
Everybody does. You're right. That's what America's all about, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Well, I was celebrating America in my own fireworks kind of way.
Yeah, there you go.
Internal combustion fireworks.
I love it.
Hey, so I got back from the World of Outlaws. I went to Rockford, Illinois. The whole first hour, I recorded some stuff while I was there. And our show brought to you, by the way, by Craftsman. And, you know, they are the 18th most patriotic company in America. How do you like that?
I didn't know they were ranking of those things.
Oh, yeah. Heck yeah, man. It's like, you know, the way you with your, you know, philanthropy, you might say, whatever it is, how they, you know, take care of our veterans and how they take care of being patriotic. And evidently there is a ranking. You know what? I got to say, I'm proud that Ford was number four.
Wow. Ford, who was number one?
I don't care because it had nothing to do with the auto industry. It was like, I don't know. Matter of fact, look that up, will you? Yeah, that's a good one. Who was it? Anyway, well, I'll find out who number one was. But I was like Ford. I was like, wow, that's pretty good.
Good
anyway,
for them.
So I gave away some products. I just wanted to give a shout out to. I asked the trivia question. Really simple was, what year did 4th of July, Independence Day, become a federal holiday? And a guy outside of Lansing, Michigan, in Williamston, Michigan, called and got the right answer. It was 1938. Can you imagine? It took that long. Although, you know, I mean, 1776, 1938, that's about how long it took before all the rules and laws and all of the bureaucrats got involved and said, we need more holidays. But that was a good one that they gave, 4th of July. I believe it was a good one.
I agree.
Anyway, what are you doing for 4th of July, Beach?
Just hanging out. I got to head to Detroit on the next day. So that's the game plan.
Hey, by the way.
What?
Jeep was number one most patriotic. Jeep. Oh my God, really? Wasn't it shared with somebody else, Brendan? It was shared. I know a lot of them were shared because, like, tied. Jeep was tied with somebody else. That's right.
Good for them.
Who was Ford tied with? Jack Daniels. Ford was tied with Jack Daniels.
Wait a minute.
That.
Jack Daniels?
Most patriotic. Oh my God. Here, hold on. Let me just read this. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me just read this. Okay, so one was Jeep, 98%. Coca-Cola was two.
Good.
Disney was three.
That makes sense.
Ralph Lauren was four. Wait, where's Jeep? Oh, here. See, this is a different list. Anyway, Ralph Lauren was four. Levi Strauss was five. Ford and Jack Daniels was tied for six on this list. Harley Davidson was seven. Apple computers and Coors beer tied for number eight. American Eagle and American Express and Wrigley's gum, number 9, 10 Gatorade and Zippo lighters.
I wonder what the criteria is for that. Well, I mean, are they things that are made here or people buy them here?
I really truthfully don't know. But I'm going to find out because we're going to take a commercial break. I have some more products to give away. We gave away this new redesigned Flex Claw hammer. It has 4 indexing positions. Imagine taking a hammer and redesigning it to where the world now has a different way of using the hammer. Well, Craftsman has done it. We gave one away. When we come back, we're going to give away some more products right here on The Drive. BJ, Colleen, Alan Taylor, be right back. Our show brought to you in part by Craftsman. Their new slogan is When It Matters. We'll be right back.
This show is presented in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand, made to make. We'll be right back.